Somewhere on the seabed, a snail is hunting. This section is about a creature. Jewish law on this point is absolutely clear. Techelet eina keshera ela min achilazon. Techelet kosher only if it comes from the chilazon, not from a plant, not from a mineral, from one specific animal. Nobody wrote down what it was. For the sages, it was obvious. You don't define what everyone can buy at the market. So when techelet was lost, the identity of the chilazon was lost with it, and what remains are the descriptions Chazal left scattered through the Talmud. They tell us this much. It had a shell, it lived in the Mediterranean, it was caught in nets, its body was similar to the sea, its form somehow like a fish. It came up, they said, once in 70 years, and with its blood one dies techelet, which is why it costs a fortune. Set that beside what the world knows independently. Greek and Roman naturalists describe snails of the Murex family used for dye. Archaeologists have uncovered mounds of millions of crushed Murex shells and dye installations up and down the Mediterranean coast. And no other sea creature on Earth is known to produce a color-fast blue or purple dye. Three Murex species in the Mediterranean can dye. Two lean red-purple, those made argaman. The third, Murex trunculus, is our candidate for techelet.